Hi, it's Christopher Cumby, and we're on the move. Hi, it's Christopher Cumby, and welcome back to the show. I am so fired up. Amazing things are happening, and I wanted to take some observations. So, of course, I got my journal out like I do every single day. Are you doing that? Hey, listen, it's a great time to grab it right now because this show is on fire because I'm going to be talking about tapping into frequency. So what do I really mean by that? Well, hey, listen, the amazing part of technology today is that a lot of things are wireless. Let me give you a clue. We've always been wireless. We've been tapping into frequency for a long time before we figured out that there was one. And what do I mean by that? Well, if you think about it, your mind or who you are as an energy has a frequency. We've been transmitting and receiving this frequency based on an emotional output or an emotional response. Emotions can trigger thoughts. Thoughts go out to the universe and then attract back. We've learned a lot about this in the last little while about law of attraction and, you know, all this, what most mainstream people think it's mainstream foo-foo. But the fact is, it's not. There is science behind this. There is much science behind this. In fact, you know, one of the things that I've looked back on lately is, you know, some of the quotes and, you know, if you know me, then you would know that Albert Einstein is like one of my, you know, heroes, if you want, because when I was young, I had an opportunity to really learn a lot about him. And, you know, one of the quotes that quite frankly got this show on the move was exactly what he talked about in my life. And, you know, he really spoke to me. In fact, I have the poster in my office and I can recite it anytime, but it's a short little quote, so I should be able to. Nothing happens until something moves. Albert Einstein. It's physics, folks. It's how the world works. And as of late, I pulled out a few other things and Albert Einstein sums it up very nicely. And then I'm going to get into my thoughts around frequency and how to tap into it and how we're constantly tapping in. But if you're unconscious of what you're tapping into, then I'm going to shed some light today. And I'm going to help you be razor sharp. And listen, if you use these tools that I'm going to provide for you, then things are going to change. But if you're just listening in and consuming without an application, then shame on you. You're wasting time. So go do something else. But if you're tapping in, listen, because I'm doing this for a reason. Not only am I giving information to help you build the life that you want, I'm tapping into things that I'm sharing with you that I've learned from other people that I've done. Not foo-foo. Not things that, you know, again, just because I wrote a book or, you know, I've tapped into this. This is the stuff that I've been working on for a long time in my life. And I've just decided that I wanted to share this information. And maybe at some point, you know, it is fulfilling something inside of me that I've been afraid of. And that is really sharing how I see the world and what I've experienced on both sides of the realm, both in negative and positive things in our lives. But I've been able to, you know, use this information to grow. And I think if I share this with you today, then I hope, and my hope is, that you will grow as well. Everything is energy. That's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics. Albert Einstein. That is a quote that he put out there a long, long time ago. And obviously, you know, we look at that stuff now, and because brain science, mental health, you know, just so much emphasis is now on how people are feeling. We're just getting this. It seems crazy to me because I've always been tapped into my feelings. And maybe that's just because I'm an introvert by most accounts. But I've learned to use my introvert personality to create things because I pay attention and I listen. And maybe that's a quality that I'm able to extract from being quiet. you know, it's people ask me, you know, why are you so quiet? And I'm like, I'm not really quiet. I'm just observing. Oh, we're just making sure you're okay. When is it not okay to be quiet? I don't go up to noisy people and go, why are you so noisy? I don't do that to people. And hey, listen, everybody has a personality and it doesn't have to be, you know, something's wrong if something's quiet or someone is quiet, I should say. And quite frankly, I'm just kind of throwing it in because I want to give you a demonstration of just how I look at things. And I use thoughts and I use frequency to my advantage. And I've also lost my way where I've been tapping into that frequency and allowing it to perpetuate in my life and create things that I don't want. Because of my emotional feeling, my emotions were connected to past experiences, and those past experiences were not so great. So therefore, I created things in my life that really aren't there. All my body was doing was reacting. It was reacting to a program that it was familiar with. And that program was designed by me through an experience. In this case, it was traumatic. So it was a heightened experience, then created a stronger program. It's like when you want to delete a virus, you go get a better program and you delete the virus. Well, same thing with emotions and traumatic experiences where you actually override the program that you're having right now by thinking about something that completely threw you into a tailspin of life. I don't want you to do that this moment in time because that's not the intent of bringing this to your attention. But what it is right now is I want you to realize that these are programs that are inside of you and they run unconsciously. And because of that, a lot of them run without our notice. I want you to pay attention now. I want you to start looking at the things in your life that aren't going in the direction that you want. Pay attention to the program that's running that. Here's the thing, you get to reprogram. Isn't that a beautiful thing in life is when you recognize what you need to change, you can make changes to it. The thing is what most people don't do is they don't make the change. They don't take the steps out. They don't consistently go after it. They say, I'm going to do it. They try it once or twice. They go back to what they've done before. I'm here to tell you that if you get past a 100-day point, you are not turning back. Because I'll tell you why. It's not 30 days. It's not 70 days. It's 100 days. Why? Because I'm saying it. And I'm going to plant that seed in your mind. But it could be anything, except I know for sure is when you do something long enough and consistently, you're going to get a result and that result will be favorable if you continue to look for ways that you can improve. The 100 game does that. It provides you a way that you can go every single day knowing that, hey, if I hit 75, I'm not quitting. Because if I do, I have to go back to the start. You don't want to go back to the start. Especially at 75. If you do it at day 3, that's cool. Day 14, I don't really like to start things over and have to go 2 more weeks into things. I'm sure you don't as well. But here's the thing. Once you get momentum, it's hard to stop. Pick something that you can change right now in your life. This is the exercise, folks. I'm going fast and I'm going furious because I'm bringing the passion. I care about you. I want change for you. If you have things that you want in your life right now, this is the time to make a choice. When you make a decision that you want it, you own it. Now it's writing out the goal and starting to take actions. I know if you set a goal for 100 days of doing something, anything, you're going to see some sort of result. People, places, events, and circumstances will come into your life. I promise you that. So here's the exercise. Write down something right now that you can commit to. 100 days from now, you're going to make that because you're going to turn and tap into a frequency. That frequency is going to be the accomplishment and gain, the emotion that you're going to get from having it. How are you going to feel when you accomplish that one thing? And maybe it won't take 100 days to see the results, but let's commit to it anyway. Let's see you move that needle forward. Let's see you do something really about what it is that you want. Can you make that decision and commit to it today? Because if you do, I will see you in 100 days and the story will be positive. Let's go, folks. I care about you. Let's make a move today. Tap into the frequency. Tap into the God-given right that everybody has to make change in their life, go after the things they want, no matter the circumstance. And I know there's many different ways to look at life and through the perception of other people's eyes. I haven't walked in everybody's shoes. But my shoes can tell you that I know change can be had and made the minute you make a choice to do so. Pick something. So far, I picked something really cool, my health. And now that has moved. Now I'm picking something really cool, which is what I love to do every day, and I want to grow it. And this is part of growing it, is connecting with you. You guys are amazing. I love the fact that anybody that's been tapping into this has been getting some results, because if you're listening, you're learning things. So do the exercise. Try to tap into something, make a choice, make a decision, make a commitment. Go for it. You guys have this. I know you do. I'm in your corner. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day. Remember to do something nice for someone and kick ass.
Hey, Chris, great job on the podcast of frequency. So basic, so irrefutable in any industry, anybody, any place, anywhere, anytime, regardless of your income level, regardless of your business, regardless as to what it is you're doing, or your age for that matter. Great job. And make that commitment for 100 days. I know I'm going to be doing that, and you and I are going to be chatting. So anyway, great show. I encourage everybody to listen and make your commitment. Talk soon, bud.